What the future is going to look like on the other side of the Atlantic has been pretty clear for some time. Joe Biden won the election and becomes president of the United States of America in January. But unfortunately, the fellow who's currently got the job has proven somewhat reluctant to recognise this simple truth stroke reality. Simon Marks is here to suggest that the dam may be breaking.
I think the dam has broken, James. I think it's over. It's all over. It's the equivalent of white smoke emanating from the Vatican. I mean, essentially last night, grudgingly, Donald Trump allowed the transition to a Biden administration to begin. So Emily Murphy, the woman who runs the General Services Administration, which is the government department that oversees the transition, among other things, wrote a letter to Joe Biden saying, OK, we're going to begin the transition. We're going to release the money, $6.3 million. That means that Joe Biden can start hiring staff, establishing a transition office in Washington, D.C. if he feels like getting out of Delaware. The briefings can begin belatedly. And finally, the Biden team will be told, for example, what a COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan looks like, at least what the Trump vaccine distribution plan looks like, so they can then make their own plans. Mm. 3 weeks we've been enduring this. I mean, two in reality, if you think that 2 weeks ago the election was really over. The country once again by this president put through more dystopian just kind of craziness, and also of course by the absurdist members of his legal team. And I think basically Republican support just evaporated for him over the weekend after that one lawyer in particular, Sidney Powell.
This is the QAnon quoting council, who has been cited in some quarters as a credible contributor to the national pageant, but who is from even a sort of cursory glance a bit bonkers.
Definitely a contributor to the national pageant, but definitely not a credible one. I mean, a conspiracy theory that stretched all the way from Venezuela to the halls of the CIA to Antifa, even to the office of the Republican governor of Georgia in her telling. So she was thrown out of the Trump legal clown car over the weekend, but by then it was too late for the president to do anything, I think, really.
So what's Giuliani up to then, apart from sort of leaking all over live television?
Yes,
what is? I mean, he's still in the fight, albeit that Sidney Powell has proved too bonkers even for him now.
Well, the fight's still on, according to President Trump, and he insists he's going to prevail. But you and I and 300 million Americans know that it's over.
Well, you say that, though. You say 300 million Americans.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but I do wonder. I mean, increasingly,
74 million Americans.
He's been abandoned, and senior Republicans are finally acknowledging reality, albeit that worryingly few of them are prepared to do so publicly with their own names on it. But how does it play out now that the gig is up? How do people who refuse to accept that the gig is up, where do they go?
Well, that's going to be Joe Biden's huge problem, isn't it? I mean, it plays out problematically. If 52% of Republican voters are telling pollsters they think the election was rigged, that means there's about 37 million people out there who think Joe Biden is illegitimate. And that's going to be a big problem for him starting January the 20th when he sits down in the Oval Office.
And, so good news with one hand, and then a reminder that it's not just the coronavirus catastrophe that Joe Biden's going to have to unpick. It's almost every element of the last 4 years.
Well, and putting together, as has become clear even in the last 24 hours with his picks for Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, returning to an era of multilateralism. No more America first, no more America alone, no more Mike Pompeo swagger on the world stage. This is going to be a return to international alliances led by people like Antony Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. And I think big questions for number 10 here, because these men are not fans of Brexit. And it's going to be interesting to see to what extent they prioritise a trade deal with the UK or whether it takes a back seat.
No, nobody is a fan of Brexit anymore. It's a bit like Donald Trump, but hey ho, give it a couple of years, Simon, and no one will admit to having voted for either. But you'll be here, of course, to bring us these much-needed doses of reality. Thank you very much indeed, Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.